HQN Books and Harper Audio present Driven to Distraction by Laurie Foster, performed by John Lane. Chapter 1. Mary Daniels huffed as she continued to climb the rock path on the hillside, her briefcase in hand. Had she known that the Mustang Transport Courier Service was inaccessible unless a person planned to hike, she wouldn't have worn one of her nicest blouses, or a skirt, or the low-heeled shoes that were now starting to rub her heels raw. Being short and excessively curvy made it difficult to find clothes that fit in a way to play down her proportions rather than emphasize them. She thought she'd succeeded, but now she had the awful suspicion that she'd started to sweat. Worse, as she looked around at the not-impressive surroundings, she very well might be overdressed. Tendrils of her hair, always a little frizzy, began to spring loose from her topknot. With the late morning July sun full on her face, no doubt her freckles showed stark against her flushed skin. Misery. But finally, finally, a building came into view. Granted, it looked more like a garage with an office attached than an elite business, but she went where she was directed, conducting the business assigned to her, with the people her employer chose. She reached level ground and froze, stunned. The building sat to her right, but to her left stood a man, his naked upper body under the hood of a junker as he worked on, well, something. The engine, maybe? He wore ridiculously faded jeans that almost fell off his hips with work boots. Muscles flexed in brawny arms and his broad back glistened in the sunshine. No man had ever left her breathless, but she'd never seen a man like him before.